Once upon a time, there lived an old couple in an old small shack next to a forest. They were living a happy and peaceful life. Their only regret was not having a child of their own. One day, when the old lady was making cookie dough in the kitchen, her husband came in.
Darling, what are you cooking today?
Oh, my darling, I'm baking a gingerbread man today.
The old lady kneaded the dough and cut a gingerbread man shape. After putting it in the oven, she sat down and started to wait for the gingerbread man to bake. When she could smell the delicious cookie all around the air in the kitchen, she put on her oven gloves and took the gingerbread man out. Now it was time to decorate it. She made eyes out of raisins and a cute nose using candy. And then she used some cream to make his hair and clothes. And lastly, she used cherries to make some buttons for him. She had a look at her masterpiece and said,
"My gingerbread man looks beautiful, but I feel like something is missing."
The old lady looked at him again and,
"Oh, his mouth! I forgot to make his mouth."
She drew a mouth on the gingerbread man's face with the cream.
"Oh yes, now you are complete, my gingerbread man."
At that moment, something unexpected happened.
"Thank you!"
But how can it be you are talking?"
Gingerbread man suddenly stood up and started running.
"Yeah, and I can also run!"
The gingerbread man jumped from the kitchen bench to the chair, then to the ground and started running fast to the kitchen door to the garden.
"Come back! Come back!"
the old lady yelled. The gingerbread man began talking whilst he was running.
"Yeah! Run, run! As fast as you can, but nobody can catch me, because I'm the gingerbread man."
The old lady got out to the garden and started running after the gingerbread man. The man looked out the window and saw his wife running and yelled,
"Hey, where are you running?"
The old lady answered to her husband whilst running,
"My gingerbread man ran away. I'm trying to catch him."
The old man was speechless. The old lady ran, but the gingerbread man was so fast that it was impossible to catch him. After a short while, the gingerbread man came across a ranch. A grazing cow noticed him.
"Oh, what a nice cookie! I should catch and eat him!"
The cow also began to run after the gingerbread man.
"Wait! Don't run! I'm gonna eat ya!"
"Yeah! Run, run as fast as you can! An old lady's also trying to catch me! But nobody can, because I'm the gingerbread man!"
The old lady and the cow were running after the gingerbread man. And at this time, a pig noticed the gingerbread man.
"A gingerbread man, true to my taste buds. Wait, and I will catch you."
The gingerbread man answered the pig whilst he was running.
"Yeah, run, run as fast as you can. An old lady and a cow are also trying to catch me. But nobody can, because I'm the gingerbread man."
While they were running, the gingerbread man in front, the old lady, cow and the pig behind him, a chicken noticed the gingerbread man while looking for some food.
"That has to be my lunch."
So the chicken tagged along.
"Run as much as you want, gingerbread man. I'm gonna catch you."
"Yeah, run. Run as fast as you can. An old lady, a cow, and a pig could not catch me. Neither can you. Nobody can, because I'm the gingerbread man."
The gingerbread man in front, the old lady, cow, the pig, and the chicken, they all continued to run. But the gingerbread man was getting more and more further ahead from the others. The gingerbread man was so happy and very proud of himself.
"I'm the brightest and the fastest gingerbread man in the world. Yes, that's me. Nobody can catch me because I'm the gingerbread man."
When he looked ahead, Soon the gingerbread man saw that he was coming across a river. And he stopped because he knew that water could make him melt away.
What now?
The old lady, cow, pig, and the chicken were close now. Right at that moment, a shifty fox appeared from behind a tree.
I know how to swim. If you want, I can help you.
The gingerbread man thought about it.
What if you eat me?
You don't have to worry. I don't want to eat you. I just want to help you get across.
The gingerbread man trusted the shifty fox and jumped on his tail, holding on as tight as he could. The fox jumped in the river and began to swim. Meanwhile, the old lady, cow, pig, and the chicken came to the edge of the river and saw the gingerbread man crossing the river on the back of a fox. Helplessly, they watched them go, knowing they could not catch him anymore. The river began to get deeper and the water started to rise.
Hey, fox, keep your tail up. I almost got wet.
Up on my back, it's safer.
The gingerbread man hopped on the fox's back. They swam for a while, but as the water got deeper, the fox's back began to sink in the water.
I'm afraid that you'll get wet. Why don't you jump on my head, where it's a bit higher?
The gingerbread man climbed up on his head. The fox continued to pursue his plan and dipped his head down in the water.
The water has risen too much. Why don't you get on my nose? It's higher.
So the gingerbread man got on top of his nose. Right when they were about to reach the shore, the fox tipped his nose, flipping the gingerbread man into the air, and opened his mouth. The gingerbread man was going to fall into his mouth, and the fox was going to eat him. But it didn't work. While the gingerbread man was in the air, a crow flying right above them caught the gingerbread man with his beak. The fox just stood there looking with his mouth open. The gingerbread man waited for the crow to fly a little further and asked,
"Do crows eat ginger cookies?"
"Yep."
When the crow opened his beak to speak, the gingerbread man fell down and began to run as fast as he could.
"Yeah! Run, run as fast as you can, an old lady, a cow, a pig, a chicken, a fox and a crow also tried to catch me, but nobody can because I'm the gingerbread man."
The gingerbread man kept on running and did not stop. If you see a gingerbread man pass you by running, do not try to catch him because he is the gingerbread man and nobody can dare catch him.